Good morning. This is Pastor Greg, your host for Chosen Generation Radio. So great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. I wanted to just take a moment to talk with you this morning a little bit about your health and about health in general. As you know, if you've listened to my program for any length of time, you know that I was involved in a catastrophic car accident back in 2017, and I broke everything but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. I spent 6 weeks in intensive care right here in San Antonio University Hospital on life support, a total of 3 months in the hospital. I died 4 times. I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat to save my daughter's life when we impacted a truck that pulled across the highway in front of us on Highway 16 up in Bandera, and we impacted them at 55 miles per hour. I had 17 surgeries over the course of 5 days. Now, 13 years before this accident, in 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live. And when I was given that 3 to 6 months to live, it was because my pituitary gland and my adrenal gland completely shut down. They quit working. In fact, when they were doing the blood work after the accident, while I was in an acute care facility doing my rehab, they discovered that my pituitary gland and my adrenal gland were, in fact, malfunctioning, and I told them that I'd been taking naturopathic medicines for a number of years, and they told me to get right back on top of those. So for a very long time, I've been taking naturopathic medicine. In fact, we've come to determine that, by the grace of God, He led me in 2004 to start on the journey of naturopathic medicine and taking naturopathic prescriptions, and as a direct result of that and taking that for 13 years leading up to the accident, my body was stored up and prepared to begin the healing process almost immediately. And my bones are stronger now than they were before. My nervous system is still under distress, and we're still working through that. But what I want to tell you about is a brand new line of products that I've just recently come to know about. And it happened while I was at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo that happened in Illinois. When I was up there, I got introduced to a product called Eneva. Now, I don't want you to go running off to the Eneva website yet, because I need you to go there through cgrwellness.com. That's cgrwellness.com. I've asked them to put together a very special program for you that's going to benefit your immune system, that's going to build up your strength to be able to combat colds and so forth. And so I really want you to get this. It's over at cgrwellness.com. That's cgrwellness.com. Sign up for it today and help support the ministry and your health.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for being with us here on Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two. Yeah, that's right. Hour number two. If you missed any of our first hour, I really encourage you to check that out. We had some phenomenal guests with us in that first hour. Victor Avila, agent under fire. He is running for Texas Land Commissioner. But we talked about the invasion at the border. We talked about China buying 140,000 acres right at the Del Rio border. And we talked about the Chinese Communist Party and their collusion with the cartels and providing them with the chemicals necessary to flood our streets with fentanyl and drugs that are killing Americans, opioids. So a lot discussed with Victor. And then we had Jacqueline Timmer was with us, and she is a part of the AmericanVotersAlliance.org. We talked about what's going on with our election integrity, the importance of being a constitutional republic, a representative constitutional republic, and inclusivity. Yeah, that's actually a benchmark for constitutional conservatives. It is not a benchmark for the liberal elitists. It is not a benchmark for progressives and communists. They don't want inclusivity. Somebody that wants inclusivity doesn't force and mandate injections that are causing severe harm to the very people that they're supposed to be protecting. My next guest has taken an action with regards to this situation, and he has formed a company that is giving healthcare workers an option, the option to continue to bless and serve their patients without the threat of having to be forced to be injected by this experimental gene therapy. I want to welcome to the program the CEO, and he is, hang on, I've got his, there we go. He is the CEO and co-founder of Remote Health Solutions. Adam Hartage is with us. Adam, I'm hearing a lot of background noise. If there's a way to chill the squeaking, that would be awesome. Welcome, sir. Yeah.
Hopefully that's better.
There we go.
For some reason, yeah, it's a little audio issue. Hey, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for the very kind words. A wonderful introduction.
Well, I greatly appreciate what you're doing, and I know you do a lot of work with service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, and with veterans, and being a veteran of the Cold War myself, United States Air Force, Russian linguist, I want you to know how much I appreciate you honoring our veterans. So thank you for that, sir.
Well, I appreciate that as well, and it's an honor to be speaking with you all, and to your audience. And I'll tell you, we started this company 5 years ago almost. My business partner and I did. He's our chief medical officer, and I was a business guy, or at least acting like I was the business guy. And before that, my background was military as well. So, I spent about 20 years and, I started out in the Air Force and then crossed over the Army and then kind of went over the dark side and the intel community for about 10 years.
Sure.
And so we spent a lot of time, post 9/11 is most of my, I guess, modern experience. And it's just given me a real interesting perspective on business and on life. And then, as well, on the fight that we're in today, because the way we look at this right now is that this is nothing less than a spiritual level battle for good and evil. This is what we're looking at in our country is an attempted Marxist, color revolutionary takeover. And this is straight tyranny versus freedom. So this isn't even about, jab, no jab, whatever. But when we started looking around, I will never forget this. On October 7th, I saw the Kaiser Permanente, October 7th of last year.
Okay.
Of 2021. Kaiser Permanente fired 1,400 hospital workers for not taking the jab. And wow. And I looked at that and I went to bed that night and I had a terrible night of sleep. And I woke up about 4 o'clock in the morning and I came into the office and I told my team when they got in, I said, all right, guys, we're changing every single thing that we're doing in this company. I said, our entire business model changes as of now. And they were like, well, what does that mean? And I said, we are building Noah's Ark for medicine. And they were like, well, okay, cool. But again, what does that mean? And I was like, I don't know how we're going to do it. But we're going to figure it out. We are going to hire every single, healthcare provider that was wrongfully terminated for standing up for their own individual personal, individual rights and
right.
Their own medical rights. I mean, this is insanity. It is peak insanity. And I said, we are the good guys here. We're on the side of right. We're on the side of honesty and ethics and everything else. And we will shine a light, and that light will ultimately, win over the darkness. And that's the way we look at it. And so we put out, it's crazy. We put out one ad on Gab, conservative social media site, I mean, most people have never even heard of Gab. And I mean, we put out one ad on that, and we had over 600 healthcare workers reach back out to us, basically be like, so the funny thing was, I made a huge mistake, and I put my personal company email address on the ad, and in all honesty, too, I didn't really expect that kind of response. I expected, you know, maybe we'd have a dozen or a couple of dozen people reach out and say, you know, hey, I want to work with you, help me. But 600 from one ad, that to me told me everything I needed to know, and that was, well, we're doing the right thing, and then this is ordained.
That is absolutely incredible. So talk to me about the services that you're providing and how does that work?
Sure. So we are a very straightforward telemedicine company. We are growing the largest clinically integrated network of doctors and nurse practitioners, PAs, so healthcare providers across the nation. So these people are all over the U.S. We do telehealth coverage in almost all 50 states now. And so there's two kind of ways that the company views things. So one is toward the provider, meaning towards the doctors and nurses, and how do we help them and support them, and how do we drive business for them and everything else. And then the other side is patient-facing, which is how do we recruit patients to come see our doctors and, you know, and get the kind of honest, straightforward, ethical medical care that they need. And so the way it works in practicality is that patient hears about us, they go on our website, they schedule themselves for a telehealth appointment, and they are seen by one of our doctors, and that doctor can then call in any prescriptions that are needed or whatever else. And, you know, it's funny because it's really turned an eye. I would say, given that we have such an outspoken stance on all this medical freedom issue, we become known kind of as the ivermectin guys. You know, they're like, wow, you guys will actually support the use of therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and everything else. And we say, well, you know, if it's medically indicated and it's clinically accurate and everything else, and our doctors support it, then sure, of course we'll do it. But it's really become such a hot button issue, and it's so silly that it has, because ivermectin's been around for 40 years. It's been given over 4 billion times.
Right.
And it's literally known for its anti-cancer qualities, its antiviral qualities, and its anti-parasitic qualities. But there is no patent on it, so there's no money that can be made because it's been around for so long, the patent's expired. And, it's very funny. If you just want to know where the truth is, always follow the money. So my dad told me this a long time ago, and it's so accurate. He says, if you really want to know, like, so for example, let's take climate change, right? They're talking about, okay, well, Florida's going to, you know, be underwater in 2 years' time, and everybody's going to, all property values are going to go to nothing because it's all going to be underwater. And my dad says, well, if you really want to know about that, two things. Follow the money, see where the money is going in Florida. And then secondly, follow the actuaries, so insurance providers. Because if the insurance providers stop providing, housing insurance in Florida, well, you may have an issue there, you know. And I just thought that was such a kind of a neat and rational way of just looking at the world. And because there's so much hype on both sides now, I don't care personally if you like, the jab or not. I personally think you're a fool if you take it. But that's my own personal thing. Our company doesn't actually have like any kind of official policy on it. But I will tell you that almost 100% of our provider network is on jab, and all of our employees. It just is. I guess the way that it has naturally worked out for us, especially because we take a stand for medical freedom and against tyranny. So at this point, we've onboarded about, I think probably about 150 providers across the nation. And so our goal is to build the largest clinically integrated network of independent practitioners in the nation, and then use the power of that network to provide world-class healthcare for people, and then frankly build an alternate medical economy for those people that seek true and honest and, you know, ethical medical care. Well, that's what we're doing.
One of the unique things, Adam, that you know, because I was thinking, okay, I've started several businesses in my lifetime. And of course, you know, your first thing is you've got to go out and you've got to find customers, and then you find employees, so you meet the need of the customer, and so but in your situation, the reality is that you're able to capitalize on something kind of in a backwards kind of a way, because the customer flow is already there. You have healthcare providers that have relationships with patients and individuals that want their services and are like saying, hey, you know, we're with you. And then now you are providing a platform for those healthcare workers to have the freedom and the liberty to do what is the calling of their life and not have the threat hanging over them of following these draconian authoritarian rules, so to speak, so that they can actually treat their patients with the freedom and the liberty that our founders envisioned from the very beginning. Am I seeing that right, or am I missing something in the translation?
You are seeing it 100% spot on.
It's an incredible thing, folks. It's an incredible thing. And you know, it's interesting, and we're going to take a quick break, and then I'd like to get into this a little bit when we get back, because there's a lot of people out there that have visions and have dreams and have goals and want to accomplish things and do something, and they feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but they're kind of bound up because they're having a problem with the paradigm shift necessary to see how it can come about. You do that. I mean, you do that every single day with this business, and it sounds like you've done this with all of your experience. I'd like to talk a little bit about that and about trying to help others to kind of step into experiencing and fulfilling those calls on their lives as well. Back more with Adam right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Adam Hartage, CEO of Remote Health Solutions. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Adam Hartage is the CEO of RemoteHealthSolutionsUSA.com. That's RHSUSA.com. RHSUSA.com. Let's talk about, you've got a patient portal, you've got a provider portal. Let's talk about that. Let's say I've got some listeners that are out there right now that are looking for a physician that is willing to use natural health medicine, that is willing to use things like ivermectin and some of the protocols that you talk about, and that protocols that our physicians that we've had here on the program talk about. How do they get connected with Remote Health Solutions? And talk to me about the benefits of telemedicine, versus some of the traditional approaches, and how do those things mesh?
Sure, and I appreciate it. So if anybody is interested in booking an appointment with one of our providers, they're welcome to go to our website, just like you said, RHSUSA.com, or just Google us, Remote Health Solutions, and we pop right up. And then they go online, they just schedule themselves for an appointment. The typical appointment is $89, and we do cash pay only. We are broken away from the traditional CMS, Medicare, Medicaid, and regular insurance providers. And we've done that so that we can have the flexibility to practice medicine the way that our providers want to practice medicine. And what a lot of people don't understand is that if a hospital system receives money from the Medicare and Medicaid agencies, which is CMS, and almost every hospital and clinic does, then they are beholden to the requirements, regulations, and rules and stuff of CMS. So let's say it comes out to where, I don't know, let's do a hypothetical. Let's say there is a global pandemic where the hospital system introduced where Medicare, Medicaid introduced a methodology by which hospitals would be incentivized to mark more people as COVID deaths or COVID-related illnesses because they were financially rewarded. How do you maintain honest, ethical medical care when they're dangling $100,000 price tag per body over the heads of the CEOs and the boards of directors of these hospital groups?
Right.
So that's the situation we find ourselves in. And we just said, forget that. We're not playing.
Well, and this is the issue, too, by the way. You know, we talked about it yesterday with our constitutional attorney relative to what the Supreme Court decided. On the one hand, they said if you're a business that has over 100 employees, the logic is that we're not going to have the employer be forced or mandated to force these injections because we don't know the long-term impacts. And we have all of these testimonies of individuals that have been vaccine damaged. Those evidences are facts. And so, you know, and because of the unknowns and so on and so forth. So they used some common sense and decided, no, that mandate is not going to be legal. It doesn't stick. It doesn't have teeth. And it's unconstitutional. Then they flip over to the healthcare side and they throw all of that logic out the window. I mean, throw it out the window, Adam. And they say, well, yeah, but when it comes to healthcare workers, we don't care about any of what we just said was significant, and we're going to mandate that healthcare workers who are involved with CMS in any way must be injected. It's absolutely, completely and totally schizophrenic in my mind.
I completely agree with you, and not only is it schizophrenic, but I think it's frankly criminal. I look around. Where are the "my body, my choice" folks? You know, where?
Now, Adam, stop that. It's not. No, you don't understand. It's you're not a woman, so you can't use that term. Well, no. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I take that back. Maybe today you are. Maybe today you are a woman, and so you totally can't say that. I apologize.
you know, it's always important to walk a mile in someone else's shoes before you criticize them. You know why that is? That way, when you criticize them, you're a mile away. You have their shoes.
There you go, and they can't run after you.
Honestly, we kind of have to laugh at some point because otherwise you just cry. And I got to tell you, I deal with literally hundreds of stories every single week from the patient side and from the provider side.
Sure.
I mean, just really, really tragic stories. Like, so for example, I have one of our doctors is 25 years in the ER. Licensed in 5 states, speaks 4 languages, and was fired because they refused to let somebody else put something in their body that they didn't want him. The total insanity of that is, I mean, just trying to wrap your head around that one instance is crazy.
And I agree.
This doctor, who I would normally never even get, he would never return my phone call. Because he'd just be like, some other solicitor, some other company wants me to work with them, yada, yada, I got a good job, I don't need to talk to them. Instead, now we've got hundreds of these folks that are imminently qualified, incredibly qualified.
All right, we're going to run out of time. I want to get this in again. Yeah. Remote Health Solutions, yeah. RHS.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624 Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, I apologize. There seems to be some kind of an issue with the stream today because it's not staying active. We had some dead air issues, and so I'm not sure what the deal is. I'll try to figure that out with the producers at the end of the program today or later this afternoon. But definitely some issues with regards to the sound and what you're getting. So my apologies for that. I'm very excited to welcome to the program, though, my next guest, and he is a member of Coalition for a Prosperous America. Coalition for a Prosperous America. And it is my pleasure to get him back on the program again. I want to welcome Kenneth Raposa to the program. Kenneth, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thanks for having me back, Pastor Greg. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's interesting. I started off this morning talking with Victor Avila about the invasion that's happening at our southern border. And one of the things that came up in that conversation was China. He's running actually for land commissioner here in Texas. And China's buying 140,000 acres at the Del Rio border. And he was talking about how China is feeding the chemicals to the cartels that allows them to be able to produce the fentanyl and so forth that is killing Americans and coming into our country, the opioids and so forth. Your expertise is China, and you've written a couple of articles. Will the U.S. solar be totally owned by China?
is one of those excellent articles that you've written. You also have written a secondary article, How China Will Come to Dominate the EV Car Market in America. And I think folks need to understand, too, that when you write these articles, you're not advocating that China should have the opportunity to do these things, but more to the point of saying, wake up, America. If you don't pay attention, these are going to become realities, and we're not going to like the results.
Right. So we got three issues here. So you mentioned the fentanyl issue. I'm not an expert on that. That's not what Prosperous America, the coalition, we don't really look at that. But
right.
If you do remember, fentanyl was an issue in the phase one trade deal that Trump signed with China. It was supposed to be, you know, hey, look, stop sending, you know, crack down on the fentanyl drug dealers there. But, you know, I will say this much, though, you know, because, you know, life is complicated. You know this.
Yes.
You're a religious man. So life is very complicated. So, you know, we can say that, okay, there's probably some nefarious people in the Chinese government that are perfectly fine with sending fentanyl to the United States and killing people and so on. But also, let's pretend that most people in the Chinese government are really not worried about that. That's not their fight. But going after cartels, going after drug lords and so on in China, I can't imagine how easy that would be. I mean, look at Mexico, for example. Mm-hmm. Look what Colombia went through for decades, you know, at least a decade and a half in the 80s with the FARC and the Medellin and Cali cartels.
Right.
You know, they ran the country. So it's very difficult to get those things done. So, you know, it was always going to be a tall order for China to do that, unless you assume that China is running the cartel itself, which, you know, I mean, China, meaning the Chinese government, which I certainly don't think they are. So it's a tall order for them. And then Mexican cartels, of course, they're perfectly happy with shipping the stuff across border and making money and doing what they do best.
Right. No. I understand that. And you know, really, this thing, what we're discussing today is not what I was in Palm Springs to present last week, which was a movie called Finding Courage, which, Kenneth, by the way, I would encourage you to watch. I think you would want to watch and get the information from it, because there are.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, there's Chinese defectors, actually, that were interviewed in that film, and it's about the torture and the labor camps, and there's actually undercover video with one of the commandants of the labor camps talking about what they did and what they do, and the murder of one of the members of this family, as well as 12 years of being tortured in one of their labor camps, and he was finally released after 12 years, and he tells his story as well, and then the guards that actually tortured him are the ones that are in this video talking about it and talking about why they did it and the motivation and the money. And it's all about economics. It's all about the dollars, because there is no, you know, overarching moral code or God code. They've wiped out spirituality. And that's, these people actually were put into prison because of their spiritual practice. That's why they're in prison.
Right, right. And China just blew up Buddha statues, I believe, in Tibet or somewhere not too long ago. I think it was Tibet. Recently, actually. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, these guys who do this stuff, they're either motivated by money because, hey, you know, here's $1,000 if, you know, take this guy's fingernails out. You know, that's one way. But a lot of ways, too, is some of these people that do this, you know, evil to others, they're also motivated because they're given drugs, some of these guys, right? You know, hey, you know, here's some cocaine, here's some this, you know, we'll give you more. They get them addicted. Because there's evil in this world, so there are evil people that love to do evil to bad things to other people, but that's a minority, right? So how do you get a bulk of a police force, in this case, the Uyghur detention camps, to do evil to people and keep doing it, continuing doing it? And when you're being told, stop, you're hurting me, stop, how do you do that? How as a human being can you go on? Well, you either heavily financially rewarded and you need the money for whatever reason.
It's heavily,
or you're just on drugs. You know,
well,
you're on drugs. You know, it's like, hey,
yeah,
you're addicted to cocaine. Here it is. You know, take more of it. You know,
it's
the only thing I think of.
And what they, it actually, and that's why it'd be good for you to watch this film. It will open up, you know, and I had Jeff Stone, who's a former La Quinta area senator of California, was one of our panelists, Erbil Ganasti, who wrote wrote the book Game Changer that was lauded by both President Trump and Erdogan, as a matter of fact. We had a panel discussion with regards to that. Kay Rubicek is the director of it, who was with NTD and the Epoch Times, and has her own story of, you know, coming out of and what her family fled to finally get free from communism and so forth. So they really dive into this, but it's the money. It was all these guys said it was about financial reward. They were given so much money to continue, and the more they would torture them, the more the electric the burning of the skin, and these aren't Uyghurs, these are Falun Gong practitioners, but the same thing would happen to Christians as well. And I understand the Uyghur story, and I don't want to get into an argument with you about that, but I have my issue with the Uyghur situation. I agree, it's horrific what's happening. My issue with the Uyghur story is I do a lot of ministry in northern India, in Jammu, in Kashmir, and in Punjab. Our pastors, our members of our churches are taken in, they're murdered by Uyghurs. The women are taken and turned into sex slaves by Uyghurs. The Uyghurs are a very cruel group of individuals when it comes to how they treat the Hindus and the Christians in India and the raids that they are a part of, and they take them. It's very, very hard. It's harsh. It's cruel. It's evil. It's wicked.
Yeah. Well, yeah. These religious sects that are battling each other for thousands of years, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, but again, our conversation really is more about how China, how you're identifying that China could potentially own these markets, whether it's the solar or the EV. And really, there's a connection between both of those, predicated on technology, predicated on chips, and predicated on essential elements that China now controls.
Correct. So let's go back to the EV market, which is really a market controlled by Tesla in the United States, right? Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, if you're seeing an electric vehicle on the car, on the road, it's most likely a Tesla. Like years ago, if you were seeing a hybrid on the road, it was most likely a Prius. So now the big automakers in Detroit, they're coming in and they're going to make all electric cars because that's the way everybody wants to go, apparently. That's what government's pushing. That's where they can get tax rebates and subsidies. So they're going to go in that direction, right?
Right.
Now, if the best way to look at China is to sit back and say, look, think of the United States back in the 70s and 80s when American automakers were making big cars and trucks, and then gas prices went to, when it was 50 cents a gallon to $1 or $1.50 in during the oil crisis in the 70s.
Right. They tripled.
So then Toyota and Honda came in and said, we're going to, sell Americans these little sedans. And then what did Detroit do? Detroit said, Americans not going to drive. They like big cars. Well, okay, look now. So Toyota and Honda are the number one selling sedans in the country. The United States is mostly known for trucks and SUVs. Right? And, the Toyotas and Hondas, they're the ones who dominate in the sedan market for the most part. So now, what's going to happen? So, in the future, China is going to play that Japan role in electric vehicles. Now, China electric vehicles get tariffed into the United States, so they have to pay 25% more for a Chinese-made electric car, which is mostly the Polestar at this point. There are others, but Polestar is the main one right now, made by Volvo and Geely. But in the near future, I suspect, unless that tariff remains, that China will just be a sedan-making electric vehicle producer, and they will sell them to the United States. They will get some. They will probably get the tax break. If you buy a Polestar, you'll get your $7,000 tax break. Tesla is not getting them anymore because they already reached their limit of, I think, 200,000 units sold. Now, if you sell 200,000 units.
All right, Kenneth, hold that thought. We're going to go into a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Kenneth Raposa. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great.
We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program, Monday through Friday, with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to the Chosen Generation Radio Show right here on No Bull Radio Network, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. Great to be with you to kick off your morning.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Kenneth Raposa is my guest, Coalition for a Prosperous America. You can find him at prosperousamerica.org. That's prosperousamerica.org. Kenneth Raposa's got some great articles up over there. And I just very quickly, that movie is called Finding Courage, and you can actually find it at my website, chosengenerationradio.com. Go to the video section, and it'll be now about the fourth one down, Finding Courage event. You want to go in about an hour and 59 minutes, because I had to put the stream up with a little note
so that if people landed on that stream, they knew the film would be coming. But you can watch the entire film and an introduction to it there, along with the panel discussion that I described earlier in the show. Let's get to Kenneth. Kenneth, so China comes in. They potentially are looking at dominating the EV market because of cost and what have you. We have the same situation. You mentioned that with Toyota and Mazda and, you know, all, you know, a lot of the different foreign Honda, you know, companies coming in. And then we watched those companies and the plants, and there became partnerships between, you know, different plants. There was a big plant out in Fremont, California that I remember. I'm trying to remember the name of it right now. It's not coming to me. But there was a big, a big partnership out there where the parts basically came in and you had workers that were working in these auto plants that built those. I know, you know, Xi would love to be a capitalist, but the Communist Party there won't allow him to do that, and he watched what happened to Donald Trump here in America get destroyed by both media and political opponents, both in both parties, that went after him for 4 years. So she was like, yeah, I don't want to be, I don't want any of that. So is the model of what we saw in how the American auto worker industry worked with the Japanese automaker industry to create these joint ventures. Is that even a remote possibility at some point?
Yes, it is a possibility. And the reason why it's probably the best thing that could happen, otherwise the auto industry just shrinks in the United States. So,
yeah.
So right now, just as Japan made sedans, four-door passenger small sedans, to go after a new market in the United States that wanted good gas mileage, China is making electric sedans to go after Tesla. They're not making trucks. They're not making SUVs. They're mostly making sedans to go after the Tesla market, because that's what they see as being the main electric vehicle in the market right now is a Tesla. And they also see that as being the lower cost way of entering into the Americas. So you can out subsidize Tesla, certainly, if you want to be the electric vehicle being on the road in Mexico and Brazil and Argentina, for example. Because the Japanese really aren't making electric cars. The Germans are, but the Japanese really, they're not behind that so much. The issue with what you mentioned about the how Toyota and Honda, what they did in the 80s, they started opening up manufacturing plants in the United States, is because there was a lot of political pushback, right? Hey, you know, right. We can't have all these, we can't have two of the biggest car companies in the country just, you know, be in Japan, and all we're doing is, you know, paying for Japanese workers. We're not getting any benefit here, except maybe the local car wash or the mechanic. So Japan, Japan's a small country, right? So China's interest always is and always will be to employ Chinese people in China. So I do not know if China would be interested in opening up a Polestar, let's say, factory in the United States to make Polestars in the future, but I wouldn't doubt it, okay? I wouldn't doubt it. The question is would the politics allow for that? You know, like BYD Auto makes buses, electric buses in California, for example.
Right.
So, of course, a bus is a lot harder to ship across the ocean than a car is,
mm-hmm.
So it's more practical in California than it is to ship it across the Pacific. But a sedan is, you know, those things ship across the ocean all the time. So I do not know if they would make it. It would be a good political move for them, but I don't know if the United States government would want that. Because, again, you have a Polestar factory in some small town in, you know, Florida. Well, what's the government of that small town in Florida going to do if Polestar employs 10,000 people there? Well, they're going to be against everything that you could possibly imagine if it goes against China, you know?
Well,
so,
and I guess the interesting part about that is I think about, you know, like, for example, the meat production, right? China has basically taken an interest in most of the meat production that's happening in the United States. Under the veil, people don't really realize that, but there are Chinese interests that own, you know, there was that big, big issue that happened in the Dakotas, in Kristi Noem's state, where, you know, where they were, you know, shutting down. All of a sudden there was an outbreak of you know, the coronavirus in the meat plant. But, and then we come to find out that that plant was owned predominantly by, you know, by Chinese interests. So there,
right?
I mean, so there is some precedent, I guess you could say, for China buying up business interests in the United States and then, you know, having those kinds of controls. And then there's the issue of the chips and the essential minerals. Do you think that we have the ability, can the United States get back into those markets, I guess is the question, to the level, because you mentioned solar also in one of your articles. This is all about chips and all about essential minerals and all about the ability to be able to produce and compete technologically with this behemoth.
Right. Well, let me see if I can put this simply, right? So sure. China has 1.2, 1.3 billion people. Of course, not all of them work. Some of them are children and some of them are elderly. So let's say you got 300, 400 million people that are in the workforce. So that's more than the entire population of the United States, including babies. Okay. So they all have to work. They all have to eat. So China's interest is in making sure, despite the fact that China might not necessarily care whether a person is broke and poor, right?
I don't know. Which they because well they have well I can speak to it only because of the relationships that I have with people who are from there and so on. But yes, I mean there's huge the dichotomy between the poverty and the elites, and they have tons of empty buildings sitting in their cities where they built, you know,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. Anyway, but go ahead.
Again, so China's main goal is always, the government's main goal is always to employ the locals, right? It's always to employ the locals. So the United, but of course the United States is an interesting market to China because they want to sell things to the United States because
sure.
It's the biggest consumer society in the world. So China knows that most of its market, the things that it makes and sells, a lot of it comes here. All right. So mm-hmm. They want to be as friendly with the United States as possible, but of course the politics, you know, aren't working in their favor.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for the United States, if China wants to be the manufacturer of everything, right, because it's good for the Chinese, of course, but it's very bad for us.
Right.
So at some point you hit a roadblock, you know, where it's like, hey, China, you know, we know you want to make everything for us. And of course, the global corporations want China and Asia to make everything for the United States as well, because they have higher profit margins in that case. But that's not good for, you know, the small town probably where you're broadcasting from right now. That's not good for the medium-sized city of 50,000 that's got maybe three, you know, good-sized businesses that hire 300-400 people that play, mm-hmm. that pay 50,000-60,000 bucks a year.
Right.
What if those widget-making factories are gone because China wants to make it? Well, you could buy it at Lowe's instead. Okay, well, you know, I don't know. That's not a good trade-off. So China is very interested in, you know, keeping its relationship with the United States. But can China be trusted because of the political climate?
Yeah.
And the way it is now, you know, China can't be trusted. You know, China really can't be trusted.
Absolutely not.
It's a very tricky situation. I mean, you know, books have been written about this and continue to be. The language of describing the situation
sure.
is still being, you know,
We're not going to solve, and you and I aren't going to solve this issue, but what we do want to do is we want to make people aware of the situation. For those that are Christian, we want people to understand the challenges that we face as a country. And like my first guest in you know, last half hour, you know, there are opportunities. Every time that there's shifts in markets, every time that there's a paradigm shift in a market, there becomes an opportunity. And so the key is plugging in and finding that opportunity. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination?
Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Personal success is rewarding, but the ascent to the top office can be dangerous too.
I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know what promotions you've recently had. I'm sure they were well deserved. But I warn you, be careful about that climb up.
Join us when Chuck Swindoll talks about walking with integrity right here on Insight for Living.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.